Blog Talk Radio. The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again.
Shabbat Shalom. You all right today?
Yes, sir. Brother DeWatt doing good. Peace of mind, as you say.
Yeah, well, we're going to have an interesting lecture today. Robert had me on his show a couple of days ago. I think it was Wednesday. And he finally let me explain some stuff, and I did a lot of Q&A. I'd rather for people to ask me questions than me try to teach them. I can better if you ask me a question, I tell your ass, don't believe nothing I say. But you ask me a question on history, and then I tell you where to go find the answer. And then you read it, and you see what it say. And that's the best, because I've noticed something, Brother Drew, in the last 2 years, just no more than 2 years, that it is a lot of people reading and a lot of people are trying to want to get into the idea of being conscious, you know. You are first unconscious, and then your mind, you go through subconscious, and then your mind become conscious. Well, it's a lot of people's minds that has become conscious. Most of the people that you see, 99.99% of the people that you come in contact with has become conscious, but they mind think in a subconscious mood. They walking around. So that's why they saying now is, oh, I'm conscious. I'm conscious now. I'm conscious. Hell, your ass been conscious from the day that you started breathing on earth.
Right.
When you become conscious. Now, this language that we speaking in now, ancient serpent language, is read from left to right. This is not the language of the original people. If you can't read nothing but this language here, then you've been conquered by a group of people called Magog. Now, everything with us is in a chronological order. Starting, that means who was the first one. And so we start with the one that has educated us and conquered us is Magog. We call him a cracker. And my daddy wrote, everybody in Crockett, Texas that know my daddy, Brother Drew, will tell you that my daddy was known for a lot of things. And one of the things that he was known for, that everybody would tell you, that Hawk wrote the book on a cracker and a nigger. My daddy was famous for that. So I'm his son, and I'm that son of a gun. And see, I come out of my daddy's book, and what he taught me was called, in this language, a secret science called occultism. And daddy called it common damn sense. That's what daddy said. When a nigga got common sense, Junior, he know this. This is great-great-grandpa taught them. See, my great-great-grandpa, his grandfather was still living when this, he didn't die to 1960 when I was a freshman in high school, Brother Drew. He was 120 years old. This is great-great-grandpa. And my granddad, my daddy's daddy, he died in 1959. And so all of these people raised me. I was raised by these people. And they call it a secret science. They call it a Masonic order. It's known as the Masons or nothing. A whole lot of different sciences, but it's called common sense. This is what great-great-grandpa, who didn't read and write this language, because he said this wasn't his goddamn language, and the only way that a person can be conquered, his mind get conquered, is he's conquered by the language that he speaks. So, our motto, you know what our motto is, Brother Drew, there's, without information, there's no transformation without information. Documentation beats all bullshit conversation. That's our motto. And the first order in your protocol is know thyself. Know who you are. You got to know who you are. We finna get off into some heavy, heavy shit. So we finna ask ourselves a question, Brother Drew. What is mind? So when we study up under the five W's, the one H, chronological order, etymology, language. And we don't make no mistakes because, see, we're not speaking our language. We're speaking someone else's language, so we had to, what you call, dissect it, dissect the language. So common sense tell us in 2018, because we got plenty of damn common sense, plus we've been got doctor's degrees with summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laude, some people do, in the white man's school of thoughts, Magog. We're going to call him Magog. He changed his cell May the 1st, 1776. He changed his name to American 243 years ago. So we're going to ask ourselves some questions, Brother Drew, and we're going to answer them. And the first question we're going to ask ourselves for us to know ourselves is that we have to ask ourselves, what is a mind? Now, a mind is a school of thoughts. It's something, this is what esoteric knowledge is. See, now, in exoteric knowledge, they don't teach this in exoteric knowledge that a mind is a school of thoughts. They tell you a mind's part of the brain and all of that bullshit. That's not true. The mind that governs you, mind, is what you've given, your education. This is why your ass is in darkness now. It's because the wrong people done educated us. And this is what great-great-grandpa was high on this, brother, because he said that yellow mammy of yours that got your daddy mind messed up because she light, bright, and damn near white. You, this is what got you messed up. You don't understand where you getting your knowledge from. He was talking about mama being highly educated and all of this stuff. He say, where you got your degree from and your diploma, you got it from people that don't look like you. And I ain't understanding a damn thing at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old when Grandpa is spitting this at me. But at 73 years old right now, I understand every damn thing he spitted at me. Brother Drew, it's very clear to me now what great-grandpa was talking about how we had lost our way, because that's what we call it, the way. It was the way. In your Bibles and stuff, and we're going to use that book, it says, renew your mind. The definition of renew is began again. Brother Drew, we're going to explain some shit. So that means that to renew your mind, you had to begin again. So your teaching, your education that was given to you, it got to go away. It automatically become what, Brother Drew? A goddamn lie. Because the education didn't come from somebody look like you. You had to go to a person look like you to get educated in correctness of what someone looked like you.
Right.
You could, see, and let's look at the mind. The mind verifies the 12 laws of nature, Brother Drew. Because, see, everything that's in creation, everything that we can see and hear comes up under the 12 laws of nature. Meaning that everything that you see and you hear is what? Is mine. All is mine. Everything that you can see and hear is mine. Mine is a school of thoughts. Now keep that in mind. Mine is a school of thoughts. Everything that you see, this is a mind that's not a exoteric mind. Because I ain't going to tell you this an esoteric knowledge. This is the knowledge of everything in a chronological order, and it tells what it tells, and it taint what it ain't. That old saying we used to have, I'm going to tell it like it tells and not like it twirls because it's showing up the other way. Well, this is showing up the other way because we're going in a chronological order of how a mind is, or how everything is, and everything come under the 12 laws of nature. So let's look at something real close about this mind. The mind, Brother Drew, everything you see is mind. Everything you see is energy, electromagnetic energy. This is the first law of nature. This mind will start vibrating, and the reason it vibrates, Brother Drew, is that the earth is going 1,050 miles in a cycle, which we call a circle. It's on its axis, slight degree of 10 degrees. And it's spinning. So this creates vibration. And this creates, when this works, the spinning, it creates motion. Motion will create, vibrate this motion of coming to being and take it, organic matter and inorganic matter, and all of a sudden something will start happening, and boop, there it is. Here come a being. And through this first law of nature, everything that's in the universe, Brother Drew, is mental. The universe is where you see what, Brother Drew? Darkness. Close your eyes. What you see, Brother Drew? You see the universe. You see darkness.
Right.
Now that's blackness right there. That's
right.
When you close your eyes, you see black.
Right.
And that's male energy. That's not female energy. Because see, female energy you can see. Feminine energy you can see. And you can hear. And it's got 9 senses. Female energy, where male energy only has 4 senses. 5 and 4 is what? 9. 9 don't change. See, everything in the universe is strictly mental. You can only see the universe in your mental mind if you're in your right mind, if you got the right teaching. The mind corresponds, Brother Drew. This is the mind will pick up the second law of nature. When a mind is being developed, it goes through 12. The mind goes through 12 laws of nature and being developed. It'll start corresponding, which would be the second law of nature, which is the laws of opposite, Brother Drew, making that everything that you see in creation is what? In a dualist system, it has to be male and it has to be female if it's a being to create another being. It has to be male and female. So when the mind corresponds, this makes the mind fall up under the second law, and the mind will realize, Brother Drew, as it is above, so it is below. As it is below, so is it above. Now, when the mind can correspond like that, what is the mind telling us, Brother Drew? You have any idea? You with me? Brother Drew?
Yeah, which Brother Watt had the phone on mute.
Okay.
Now repeat that one more time.
When the mind realizes, as it is above, so it is below. As it is below, so it is above. What has the mind realized?
That is the same.
The mind just told you where you live. The mind tell you where you live. You live where? You live on a place called Earth. You're going 1,050 miles an hour. You're in the 12th galaxy. And you live in between the water. As it is above, water above, so it is below, water below. You live in between the firmaments of water is and water below. That's what the mind would know. You wouldn't think that you lived in America. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? What a mind is developed by colored people to a colored child. See, the teaching starts at 3 years old. That's what mine did for me to understand this shit here. But it's easy to understand because it's easy to explain. Because as long as you use the 12 laws of nature, everything in creation is there. It lets you know everything. Just like we're going to go back to, and when you find out, your mind find out that where you live, you're living in between something. Vibration, Brother Drew, that's the first law of nature. That's when you start vibrating. You're moving now. We vibrating like all our doughs now. Because we moving, your ass is moving, Grandpa said. Your little ass is just everywhere. It's just moving. And Grandpa and Grandma would say, especially Big Ma, grandmother, she had it bad saying, she said, watch him. From 1 year old to 6 months old, he's an angel. He's in your arms, Brother Drew. The child, he say, and then you mess around and put him on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And he mess around and his mind tell him that hell, he can crawl. And he start crawling every damn where on the floor, picking up everything and everything, the first thing. He going to pick up everything, pick up going straight to his mouth. She say, that's when you have to watch your child and make sure your house is clean. Big Mama say, and then this little sucker would look up on Big Mama's coffee table and see all of her pretty whatnots up there. And then one day he'll decide he just keep reaching, and his little ass will finally reach, grow long enough where his hands can reach Big Mama's coffee table, she say, and he mess around and put himself up off the floor from crawling on Big Mama's coffee table, she said, and you can just see his little hand just wiggling, knocking all of her fortnights off the table that she been had all her life and some of a break. And then he'll decide to walk around holding that table. His little legs will start moving and start walking. He feel finally the mind will realize he can walk around that table. She said, that's when that ass become a devil, sure enough. So you understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? When this thing starts, everything, nothing is stationary. Everything vibrates. The table that's, if it's made out of wood, anything in your house made out of wood, it's vibrating. If you got a rock in your house, it's vibrating. So the mind has got to understand polarity. You know, when you hit, they put these words in there, but see, we bringing it down common sense. Everything is double. Everything has its opposite. Extremes meet, meaning everything that you see in creation, it's got a double. That's the second law of nature. It's a dualist system. Everything is a dualist system. So when you're talking mind, your mind had to understand this shit. You're renewing your mind. White folks don't teach you like this in they school shit. They don't teach this like that. They don't teach this knowledge. That's why they call it the secret science. Because it was a secret from you. It wasn't a secret from me, but it was a secret for most of it, because if you don't understand what I'm saying, if you weren't taught this as a child, then you don't understand what I'm saying, but you can see what I'm saying.
Right.
But where the ride, you can easily see. I know you can see because you at the generation, and it's easy to explain. See, the third law of nature is the law of balance, meaning everything, you had to be balanced. You had to know this in order for you to be balanced. If you didn't know how the mind was made and what school of thoughts and where you come thyself, then you wouldn't be balanced. Because you first had to know thyself, and to understand thyself starts with the mind. The fourth law of nature is the law of rhythm, and that's very important, Brother Drew. And it's a funny thing. The fourth law of nature, the law of rhythm, I don't see nobody that's a human being have any problem with rhythm. Do you? Especially, his problem started in 1980 with rhythm. That he didn't have no rhythm no more, Brother Drew. Because, see, having no rhythm came in 1980 with line dancing. He wasn't creative no more. He didn't have no rhythm. Shit, back in the 40s and the 50s, we all had rhythm. And then we had some uncles and aunties and mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas that had, some of them had extra rhythm. They sure enough with what they call limber at that time, you know, with their movements, light on their feet. Well, when you and your mind is in its natural environment, and you gonna pick up them laws of nature, they come to you automatically to a certain period of time till you breathe this shit out of you. So you can see the present age children, generation of children, they done, you done bred rhythm out of you. You ain't got no rhythm no more. you don't become white. White folks dance better than niggas now. Shit, I'm looking at them in the club. Black folks ain't got no rhythm no more, Brother Drew. Can't dance. If it's nothing but that line dancing.
Yep.
Cause and effects. Nothing happened by chance. Everything happens under and according to the law, Brother Drew. Generations is manifest in everything. Everything is masculine or feminine. And masculine got feminine in it, and feminine got masculine in it. When your mind can comprehend what the mind is, then you know yourself. Now let's go look at something, Brother Drew. Let's look at, ask ourselves a question. Now we know what mind is and how the mind works. We're going to ask ourselves one of them W questions. Who mind do you have if you were born in the United States? And then we're going to ask ourselves, where did this shit come from? And we're going to answer it because we can do that now. Because we done renewed our mind. We ask questions that the old mind wouldn't ask. So
hey,
you can tell.
I think we, not even if you were born in the United States, if you just live in the United States, who mind you have?
Right. And see, if you see, the key is education. They take you at 3 years old or 4 years old. When I was going to school, it was 6 years old. But now they start indoctrinating you at 4 years old in American ways. When you got a BA, see, let's look at the education what they give us.
Okay.
When we get at this age of six, we go to school. School system is already provided for us, saying this is the way America government say a child supposed to be taught in America, in our society. If we train this child for 12 years, we will give him a diploma. And we'll put honors on the ones that's great and make them envious of other people because they will become smart and smarter than the other person. And we would put a psychological warfare on their ass by doing this up under our system. And if he get a diploma, if we educate these people for 12 years, then they'll be able to survive in our society in American ways. They will be our slaves. They will be our workers. They can work for America. They can be the shop workers for America. And how we train them is on how sharp they will be. So the thing that we will do, we will let them go to colleges where we will give them a B.A. or a B.S. in America ways. America ways mean America school system, the way they teach you. And if he complete a course that old master have sat down and decided that this is the course that you take to become a master in old master's thinking, then we will give you a degree. And if you have mastered or mastered way of thinking and is a good house nigger, we will let you go get a doctor's degree in old master's education system that he started you at 6 years old, and you will be a black doctor out in the community, and we'll place honors on you, and the people will look up to you. That's what my daddy taught me.
Uh-huh.
He said that the BA was a black ass getting BS, some bullshit, from old master. And then when he mastered, he become a black doctor like your man. He said that remind him of an ostrich with his head in the ground and his ass sticking up. Anybody that had a doctor's degree with a magna cum laude, summa cum laude, or cum laude, daddy say talk through they ass like your mama. Well, mama's still living. She's 93. But daddy died in 88. 2018, shit, that ain't lied. That ain't, I ain't found a lie yet, because I stood over his grave. Me and my partner, G-Baby, we stayed in the graveyard at 12 o'clock that night, me and my partner. And then we covered daddy up at 12 o'clock that night, Brother Drew. And I told G-Baby, I say, I ain't found nothing this nigga has ever told me about myself that was a lie. If I ever catch what daddy told me in a lie, I'm going to come piss on his goddamn head. We laugh right now. So when I go home, G-Baby say, hey, Junior, you ready to go to the yard? I said, no, I ain't found no lie that daddy said. He said, Junior, he said, you know Hawk taught me to. He said, what he told us about a nigga and a cracker, he say, shit. He say, it was the truth. It was the truth. He told it to us in funny ways, Brother Drew, but we didn't understand it. But all of my Masonic knowledge that daddy taught me and beat me for, because I couldn't think as quick as he said I needed to be thinking, well, hell, I'm using it right now and understanding it. See, when we ask ourselves these questions, the mind has got to do this. When you know yourself, your mind, you had to renew your mind. That means you had to begin it again. You had to know that everything that's been given to you is a damn lie. It's been given to you from the people that read from left to right. You read from right to left. You colored people. Your mind had to understand it. Now, you have to get his school of thoughts to operate in his system. I'm not saying don't get his school of thoughts to operate, but you got to know that that ain't the truth. You operating, making money in what ain't the truth. You got to know that. You got to know that his religion is his religion, and not yours. You got to know that Jesus Christ is his God, not your God. And I told Brother Barnett today on his show, Brother Drew, I don't have no problem, Brother, using the Bible to get esoteric knowledge of it, because it was wrote up under esoteric knowledge. It was wrote up under esoteric knowledge of the Luciferians. And hell, I know their codes. I know how they operate. In other words, I done infiltrated their ass. So I can read they book. So when we go to Genesis 1:27. Now let's look at mathematically speaking. 7 and 2 is 9. The 9 don't change. You put 7, 2, and 1, that equals 10. Now, me and Brother Jew know that's Amanyah's number. What it said in this verse, let me break this shit down to you. What it said in Genesis 1, verse 27, it ain't going to change. See, the first thing that you had to know is, what is White Daddy, a question, Brother Jew, worldwide known for? What would you say, Brother Drew? He's famous.
What
is White Daddy famous for that makes us ignorant and it's worldwide? Wherever conquered the people.
Christianity.
No. He changed the name.
Oh, okay.
He changed the name. Now let's look at Genesis 1, verse 27. It says that the Creator, God created first a male and a female. You understand what I'm finna say, Brother Drew? That's what.
Uh-huh.
Now, somebody else created a man and a woman. Somebody else created an African American. Somebody else created a nigger. Somebody else created a Hispanic, a Latino, a Chicano. Somebody else created an African. And there's somebody else that created this shit, Brother Drew, and changed your name and where you live from Abolakia to present-day Africa and changed the name over there hundreds of fucking times. That person that changed their name, white folks is famous for that shit. That's what your mind first had to understand, that somebody made you what the fuck you think you are. Because you got a whole bunch of people running around hollering, this is Black history and I'm an American, African American. Who made you an African American? That ain't what you was created first. What was created was a male and a damn female. Your mind had to understand that, hell, I'm a male or either I'm a female. If I'm a female, that means I'm an arn male. That's a compound word. F-E stands for fe. Arn male versus male. Male is me and you, meaning that she can and we can't. She can produce. She's number one. Me and you number two. That's when you're in your right mind. The right mind understand this shit. But a mind that been renamed by one nation of people called Magog. That's done. Everybody believe in gods. I come from God. Oh, God, God. God is a Germanic word that the children of Magog use. And it done conquered the world. Because you can't say God in no damn colored man's language. You can't say God in the Lakwadash. where you can't say it. You can't say God in but one damn language, and that's the language we're speaking now. But the whole world believe in gods. Have you noticed, Brother Drew?
Yeah, everybody knows that word.
Yeah, because he done conquered you and your mind. Believe nothing but what this man done said that changed his name, made it first 1776 to America. When America took over ruling the world was in 1870. America became the seventh great empire in 1870. And in 2018, everybody want to be American and act like an America and be of an America. And when you come here, your third generation of children, they don't longer speak the language that you spoke, and they no longer classify themselves as a Chinese. They say American Chinese, American Vietnamese. Oh, I'm an American African. You are a zip goddamn fool. That's what you are. And they got a whole lot of us in that condition, Brother Drew, just because we ain't what? Renewed our mind. Renewed our thinking. What has been given us. And we can go back and ask our question after five generations, what type of people did using this school system and this mind produce? Now, if we go on in a chronological order, Brother Drew, we can see the first time that we was given this school system was in 1870. So when we go back and study the minds of the people in 1870, we'll find out that these people had just got out of slavery. And funny thing about it, they had their own political party, their own bank. They were sharecroppers. These are ex-slaves, Brother Drew, with all of this power. They had no representatives. They was called radical Republicans. And you had to sway them and bow down to them, white folks did, especially ones in the South. If you wanted a bill passed, you had to bow down to these radical Republicans. They was all ex-slaves. And they called themselves colored people. That's what they call themselves. You can see in 1881, these colored people was disbanded by what is known as the Dixiecrats then, but the Democratic Party disbanded this powerhouse, this power struggle, where these people back this day, hell, they built the White House, became the Prince All Masons. That's the mindset of these people back here. Look at the mindset, 1870, of the people. They were builders. 2018, you couldn't build shit. if you born after 1960, you can't build shit. Look at the minds of the people that graduated from a all-colored Negro. He put that when he had renamed you a colored Negro. Look at the people, condition of the people at that day and period in time. What did they have? They had Black Wall Street. They had a whole lot of shit. Bombs, whole damn cities and whole damn towns, communities, own barbershops, picture show, everything that the white man had, the nigger had it. 2018, what you got, Brother Drew? Ain't got shit. like Big Mama say, ain't got a pot to piss in and a hole to pour it through. You ain't got nothing. That happened after 1970. When me and Brother Drew were coming up in our 20s and 30s and 40s, shit, we call ourselves soul brothers. The women call themselves soul sisters. And we had rhythm. And everybody was on the same. See, one thing about rhythm and vibration, Brother Drew, it picks up frequency. You know what frequency is? And
yeah.
See, when the brain pick up frequency, and you don't understand that when a thousands or a group of people pick up frequency, get on the same frequency, you're acting, doing the same way and say the same thing. Your language will be the same when you're picking up the same frequency. I give you a good example of the brain and the mind picking up frequency. Look at Super Bowl. See, when they had the Super Bowl, look at how many minds picked up on the frequency of the other folks' mind to do what? Hell, we got to have a party and watch the Super Bowl. The mind was out of normal then. That ain't the normal. That's out of the normal. You see what I'm saying? And all the minds picked up this frequency, and they started vibrating this shit. And they say, we got to have it. We got to have it. It's a must-do activity. We call ourselves soul sisters and soul brothers. The 20-year-old now call himself a bitch and a hoe and a dog and a fool. You see, what integration produced up on the rhythm and music of the Sphinx, as it's called in esoteric, the music of the Sphinx of hip-hop music. See, soul music, blues and jazz, it didn't create that shit back here. It created some wine holes and some reefer, as they say, dope smokers, pot smokers, but it didn't create this hip-hop where they on psychedelic drugs and all kinds of shit. Now the Tide washing powder, shit. We didn't, couldn't pay us to do no shit like that. I noticed a friend of mine, Brother Drew, he said, Meatball, have you seen me? He said, you watch pornography? I said, nah, man, I ain't in the pornography. He's an old pimp. He was an old pimp. He said, me. He said, I don't watch it either. He said, my son gave me some shit like this. And he said, he asked me a question, was the hoes like this back in your day? So my friend, my partner, he said, he looked at the video. He said, Meat, you got to see this. I looked at that video, Brother Drew, and what the present-day pornography stars that was in that video, you couldn't have paid back in the day in the 60s when Linda Lovelace and all that shit came out, even the hoes on the street. Because I know I was pimping. The hoes, to do what I seen on that on that video that homeboy showed me of the new, he called it the new hoes, these hip hop hoes, of what they doing. Man, you'd be shocked what your daughter doing. Brother Drew, I looked at that thing, I couldn't believe that shit.
It's a wild, wild stuff out there.
it's up on Facebook now and everything, of how the difference of the hoes back in the days and the new hoes. It's night and day. It's night and day. So you can see what integration has produced. And see, this is this person that called himself an African American. My grandpa don't know a goddamn thing about African American. Any nigga that died before 1959 or 1960 don't know nothing about a goddamn African American. And would look at you like you a the biggest fool in the goddamn world if you could say that you was an African-American. Now, how I know this, goddamn it, shit, I'm 72 years old, shit, I looks at your ass like a goddamn fool. Shit, I know what Grandpa would call you. Shit. That you've been hoodwinked and caped, though, and you believe this shit to the standpoint of you fight over this shit. I'm an African-American. I'm a black man. Is that what the Creator created? You say you believe your Bible? Hell, nigga, you can't read. Reading is comprehension. A male and a female was created first. Where the hell did an amen and a woe man come from? And then if we go over there in Genesis, when God was walking in the... here's one that's real bad, Brother Drew. They say that God know everything. That's what they teach. God know everything. Well, when God was walking in the damn garden, this amen and woe man, how come God didn't know that they was in the garden? Because God said, God damn, where the hell did this amen and woe man come from? Yeah, he didn't know where they were hiding. God said, I hear voices, but I don't see your ass. I thought God knowed everything. Brother Jew. Well, I see that clock on the wall. So, see, Jesse, it's a lot of shit, Brother Jew, but know yourself. You are a male or female. You're the greatest person that ever lived. What makes you know that? Nobody got your eye print, toe print, fingerprint, or toe print. It ain't the one of you. You came here by yourself. You're going to leave this ass by yourself. And if you're a female, you're the highest. Eat right, you get your damn powers back. And you got to know that. You got to think that I'm a female and I ain't a woman. You got to think I'm a male, I ain't a man. You got to reprogram your mind, which you can reprogram it, get it out of the old program that you've been programmed by some white. And leave that word God out of your goddamn vocabulary. Ain't no such. God was created by man. Every nation of people has a God. So that common sense tell you, God was created by man. Man wasn't created by God. Your mind got to, you got to register that. Shema Shalom, Brother Drew. Shema Yahawadah. Yah, Abba Yah, Ika. Maria.
Maria.